Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey, welcome to the DDP. Over the next few days, as we end the month of April, I'm going to deal with what we commonly refer to as the fivefold ministry, because our verse-by-verse study in the book of Ephesians has us at the 11th verse of Ephesians 4. Bible students know the 11th verse of Ephesians 4 is where Paul identifies apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And you could make an argument that it's the fourfold ministry instead of the fivefold. I'm getting ahead of myself. I won't deal with that for a few days. But let's deal with it right now as a fivefold ministry. Notice it's Jesus giving to us, and Paul is connecting this back to verse 7, in which we are given a gift of grace by Christ. And so he considers what we call, Paul doesn't call it the fivefold ministry. That's someone clever came up with that statement. But what we call the fivefold ministry, Paul considers those a gift of God to the body of Christ. And then they each have their role. But before we break them down, let's be sure that we realize why they exist. It's verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should be no longer children, etc., etc. We'll get into all of that as we go, but suffice to say, the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to equip saints to do ministry. The quote unquote fivefold ministry is not actually called ministry. It's called a gift, because remember in verse 7 he said he gave to each a gift according to the, he gave a grace to us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Then the gift that he gives are apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. We call that the fivefold ministry, but in reality, there are five gifts from God to the body to equip the body to do ministry. So we probably should call them the fivefold gifts of grace to equip the body to do ministry. Now, that's not near as clever, and it doesn't roll off the tongue, but what we're calling ministry is we've pigeonholed it and made it too religious. Because I meet people all the time in my travels who are so excited about going into the ministry, which is a term that probably the early church would not have understood. You don't go into the ministry, you just do ministry. And the gifts of grace towards people learning ministry would have been considered what we call the fivefold ministry. All right, maybe I'm arguing semantics, but I think it's important to realize that really these fivefold gifts are meant to help you minister, which means that the fivefold gifts of grace towards ministry are supposed to validate the saints, not the other way around. Unfortunately, we're using the saints to validate ministries. And what I mean by that is a lot of ministries take their validation by the size of their crowd, by the number of people that applaud them, you know, buy their books or whatever. And I'm not against any of that stuff as far as crowds and books and blah, blah, blah. But the people are not to validate whether your ministry is relevant or not. We are to be validating the relevance of the people. And so it's not about bringing them in to see if we're good enough. It's about us going in to show them that through Christ, they are good enough. In other words, the quote-unquote fivefold ministry only exists not to be an entity within itself, but to equip and supply the people who are there to go do the things that need done on planet Earth. The people should really be outworking the ministry. Their ministry should be broader than that of the five gifts that God gives into the body. We'll start working on those gifts tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.